Are you dull? Bored? Boring? Too determined? Hellbent? I woke up early this morning. I spent, it seems, the whole night with hair-raising dreams. So it was good to get up. I came to my computer and posted some 45 podcast episodes from 2 to 3 years ago. I listened to a few of them, and I was dumbfounded how much better I was back then, how many more things I had to talk about then. Intelligently, interestingly, engagingly. So I started to look what the heck changed that I'm so much duller nowadays. I realized that 2 years ago I had a few health issues that put me out of commission, or at least out of being able to walk. Why does it matter? Well, I listened to the 67 Steps audios while I was walking, every day, for about an hour a day, for however it took me to listen to every audio 10 times. Did I learn anything? I am not sure. I could probably sum up what I learned in 30 minutes. And yet, listening to some 30,000 hours worth of audios expanded my horizon, and made me a better human than I was before. So it is not the learning that did it. It is the being taken on a journey where I would not need to go, would not happen to go, I needed to be taken. 232,000 people have bought the 67 steps. About 10% of those people listened to all the steps, that is 23,000 people. And a grand total of one person used those steps to widen her horizon, instead of trying to learn something, or learn business, or start a business. Just for self-growth. Me. Why? It is a two-pronged answer. 1. It is time-consuming, and unless you can listen while you are doing other things and still hear what is being said, you won't do it. 2. No one is really interested in self-growth, everyone wants to get to their destination. So they behave like they are on the highway, afraid to even take an exit to look what's there. Both fear-based and arrogance-based behaviors. I have decided to use my teacher's audios, and even my own old podcasts to revive the habit that made life a whole lot more colorful than it is now. Instead of extending the lockdown to my brain, have it be okay on the outside, but be free and walk around on the inside. Meander, with your mind's eyes open. Be like a sponge. Instead of a rigid survival machine. As a result of the 2 hours meandering with my old podcasts, today's Sunday call is a whole lot more interesting, richer than has been the past 2 years. It may be the best and most useful call I have ever had. If you'd like to listen to it, you can. But it's going to cost you. Both in money and in growth. It is hard to avoid growing when you are taken for a wild ride. You see, the normal calls I have all have an agenda, teaching. And teachers cannot meander, they have to stick to what they want to teach. And that is a very different kind of conversation than my Sunday call, where I can talk about whatever I want to talk, whether my partner finds it useful or not. Damn the Russians. Right? If you know what I am talking about, you are old like me. Lol. Anyway, you can subscribe to my Sunday calls, or you can just get a call here and there. Your choice. Go to step 2, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/Sunday rant/.